Would you pray with me? Lord, we certainly do thank you for this day and for our time here this morning that we can come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, as we've been talking, making you a priority in our life, finding that time to spend with you, to spend with each other as a body of Christ. And Lord, we ask that as we have been looking at these ways in which we can put into practice our faith, we ask that you would strengthen us daily for that. And Lord, as we look at our topic for this morning, that we do find a way and find it in our hearts to really surrender our lives to you and to your service. Lord, we pray now that you would rid our minds of a few of the distractions that may be going on in our minds so that we can simply focus on you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we have been looking at this series, you know, the first 10 weeks, we looked at these kind of core Christian beliefs. You know, what does the Bible really teach us about Christianity? Where do we stand as Christians? What are those beliefs that really drive who we are? And as we shifted to the practices, now counting today in the fifth week of that, we are halfway through the series. We're 15 weeks in. And so we get to today the topic of total surrender. And it really kind of flows with last week's theme, the self-minded or single-mindedness. And as we think of this, as I talk to the children here this morning, I think it's very relevant for us as well. This whole idea of surrendering is not something that comes natural to us as human beings. As I told them, I mean, I never grew up playing baseball or basketball or football and the coach tell me, well, why don't we just give up? I mean, you don't hear that. You hear, you get back in there, you give it all you got, even when you know there may be no chance in the world of catching up. But you still play hard. You know, I've got myself into some projects sometimes just around the house where you're sitting there thinking, man, I may have bit off more than I can chew here. I don't know if I'm going to get this accomplished or not, but I'm certainly not going to tell anyone that, right? Because I'm going to get it done if it takes everything I've got. We just don't like the idea of surrendering. And I thought of this. Do you think ever in the history of our country that we've ever gone off to war and our leaders said, we need to just surrender. We just need to give up. Absolutely not. We fight to the end. And so what we're talking about this morning, total surrender, it really goes against the grain of everything we've ever been taught. But as I told the children, I think we have to look at it in a little bit different perspective, because when we're talking about surrendering our life to God's purposes, then it takes on a totally different meaning. In fact, what it means is we're not going to give up, but we may have to do something a little bit different. And it also means that we may have to do something in a way that is not the way I would really want to do it. We can see this clearly in Scripture in a lot of different people, a lot of different passages, but just to mention a few, if you recall Moses, when he was out in the wilderness, you know, watching the flocks of Jethro, and he was watching these flocks, and he saw off in a distance this burning bush. And he walks over there to this burning bush because it's caught his attention, because while it's on fire, it's not burning up. And when he gets over there, what happens? I mean, a voice speaks to him out of that bush, telling him, I've heard the misery of my people in Egypt, and I'm sending you to them. Now, that was God's plan, right? I'm going to send you to rescue them, send you to rescue my people. But what was Moses' plan? You've got to be kidding me. I can't speak well. And then he goes on, and even if you send me, they will not listen. to me. And then besides that, if I tell them that a burning bush spoke to me and told me to come to you, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy. And so he came up with all of these reasons why he shouldn't go do the job that God called him to do. But in the end, he finally gets the picture and surrenders his will to God's will. You know, if we, there's a lot of different ones. Jonah, if you think of Jonah, Jonah was, God called him to go to Nineveh. What's Jonah's plan? To get completely out of this dilemma, he's going to run away. And then he gets swallowed up by a big fish, right? And ultimately goes. I don't know if you recall the story of Gideon, where God has called Gideon and tells him, I want you to go defeat the Midianites. And what is Gideon's first response to that? Why did you choose me? We are the weakest clan among the people. And then Gideon even bargains with him. He says, I need a sign. I need you to show me something that I can trust that this is true. And he says, I'm going to place this fleece out on the ground. And in the morning, if there's dew on it and there's no dew on the ground, then I'll believe you. And so it happens. The next morning, he squeezes a bowl of water out of the fleece, and the ground is dry. And that wasn't enough. He goes on, don't be angry with me, Lord, but one more time. This time I want the ground to be wet and the fleece to be dry. And it happens. Finally, he submits to God's will, to God's plan for his life. We see it countless times in the people's lives in the Bible where they wanted to hold on to their plan. It wasn't what they thought would work. If you were able to read the chapter 15 this week in the Believe book, we had the story of Esther. And Esther is in a dilemma. I mean, she finds out that all the Israelite people that are in the Babylonian captivity during that time, that the king has issued a decree that he's going to wipe them all out. And when it comes to Esther's attention, she has a dilemma. And she even says, if I go to the king, he's going to kill me. Because anyone who approaches the king without being summoned will die. She has all the people pray for her, and she prays and fasts and approaches the king and saves the people. Surrendering our life to God, what does that look like? What does that really mean? If we look at the key practice for today on the screen, the key belief is I dedicate my life to God's purposes. That's a real short one, isn't it? Would you say it with me? I dedicate my life to God's purposes. And the key verse is Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Say this with me. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Romans 12, 1. Yeah, y'all always do that and I forget. You'd think I'd learn over 15 weeks, right? You know, if we really think about what this verse means and about I dedicate my life to God's purposes, it's a relatively simple command. It's a relatively simple thing to do in our mind. But we talked about this morning in Bible class how it's easier said than actually done. You know, I don't know about you, but I thought about this. When is it really easy to finally submit to or to surrender or to call on God? Whether it's in a financial issue, whether it's a relationship struggle, whether it's an illness, whether it's a dilemma at school, whether it's a problem at work, when is it finally easy to surrender to God? When you've absolutely exhausted every other thing that you know how to do. Wouldn't it be great if we would do that first? Do you know how much pressure that could relieve from us? Just totally surrendering our life, totally surrendering everything we have, everything we are, to God's purpose, to God's plan. You know, I'm just as bad as anyone else. But I wonder what would happen if, when we wake up in the morning, we would say, okay, I've got a lot of stuff on my plate that I would like to get done. But God, what would you want me to do today? What is your plan for me today? Where do you want me to work? And a lot of times it's going to be through our work, through our vocation, wherever God has placed us. But what do you have planned for me? You know, talking about the single-mindedness last week, you know, it really is being driven home, and especially for me, I'm telling you that I've had some comments that, you know, my toes are really blue after the service. And I will tell you, my whole foot is blue. Probably up to my knees is blue. Because it really drives home the point is where are we focused? Where are our priorities? As I mentioned last week, it is so easy to get caught up in all that we have going on, that we forget about what God has in store for us. We forget about what He's doing in our lives. We forget about what He wants us to do. And it's so easy to think, okay, and to look at our calendar and say, okay, I've got to do all this. But how often do we look at our calendar and say, oh, you know what, I can't do that. I've got a Bible study I have to go to. Or, you know, I can't do that early this morning because that's when I usually set aside for my prayer time or my Bible time. You know, I can't do that Sunday morning because that's when I've got Sunday school and church. It usually works the opposite, right? We look at our calendar, and if by chance there's nothing else there, then I will. But totally surrendering to God's purposes for us means turning our complete life over to Him. Placing Him as the priority in all that we do. Seeking His will in every single aspect of our life. I mentioned this morning where we kind of run into trouble is Lutherans is balancing this. Because in no way do we ever want to say that we're doing these things so that God loves us more. He loves us the way we are. And He knows that we're going to mess up every single day. And that's why He surrendered everything that He had, everything that He was, to come into this world, to send His Son into this world, to die on the cross, to give us forgiveness and life. And now, we surrender. Not because it earns us favor before God, but we surrender because He surrendered for us. We have a job that needs to be done. And it is to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those around us. And I'm going to say before we can almost do that in the best possible way we can, we have to totally surrender who we are, what we are, what we think needs to be done to God's will for our lives. I pray that as individuals, as a church body, that we are able to look for ways to let God be in control of every single thing. And that's scary. Because I don't know about you, but I like to be in control. I like to know what's going to happen. And when we let go, we might be surprised what God has planned for us and what He wants to do. Are you in for that ride? I don't know if I am. But we're going to surrender. We're going to surrender to God's will for our lives. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.